Fortunately, we are seeing more people who are members of dominant groups step up and speak for those who have a hard time being heard. Because I and others are from the dominant extroverted group, we can speak up for introverts and make sure they are recognized and heard. Just as men speak up for women and straight and cis people advocate for those in the LGBTQIA community, extroverts like me can manage their own airtime and make room for their introverted peers to be heard and emerge as true leaders. The next phase of the introvert revolution. I believe that as the diversity, equity, and inclusion wave widens and deepens its reach, introversion can and should be a natural part of that movement. In this next phase of the introvert revolution, there is a groundswell of interest from introverts and their allies about how to create cultures where introverts thrive and everyone benefits. I have witnessed much change at the individual level in embracing introversion and acknowledging the value of introverts. But it is going to take a lot more to change the direction of an entire work culture. There is still so much work to be done to get our Type A extrovert-centric workplaces to be more inclusive of introverts.